China on a roll.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, I'm Lisa Napoli. Well, these days, whatever we hear out of China shouldn't come as a surprise. But the announcement today that the economy grew 12% this quarter over a year ago, that wasn't supposed to happen. China's been trying to temper economic growth. I talked to Mira Dickey of the Financial Times in Beijing this morning about why that hasn't been working.
It is true that the government has been trying to cool areas of the economy down, but I think what was interesting is just how relaxed the National Bureau of Statistics seemed to be about it. They seem to be trying to tell us that there's good reasons for this growth, not that it's based in overheating in a number of sectors, which was the concern earlier.
Well, what's the difference between good growth and overheated growth?
Well, I think in a word, it would be sustainability. There have been a lot of concerns in China in recent years that too much money is flowing into a number of sectors, for example, steel in recent years, that there was going to be very little potential for it to generate profits in the longer term. The picture we were given today was that this growth was based more on a benign international environment, the fact that lots of policies the government has implemented to reassure consumers has helped to boost domestic consumption.
Mira, we hear a lot here about the growing middle class in China, but what about the people who are still living in poverty? Where are they in all of this economic boom?
Well, I think it's a very complicated picture. For some people in the rural sector will be actually benefiting particularly at the moment because of the high food prices. Others, especially people on very low and fixed incomes, will be very concerned about those high food prices because they'll have a very direct effect on what they eat.
That's Mir Dickey of the Financial Times in Beijing. On Wall Street Wednesday, worries from the Federal Reserve chief over inflation didn't help the markets here any. The Dow closed down 13 to 13,918. The Nasdaq closed down 3 to 2699. And the S&P closed flat at 1546. Online auction giant eBay reported second quarter profit up a whopping 50% late on Wednesday. PayPal and Skype are two of the reasons eBay is faring so well. Their revenues are booming. That nuclear power plant in Japan has been shut down indefinitely after the quake there earlier this week. Officials insist a fresh leak of radioactive material found in the aftermath isn't dangerous. Three of the automakers in Japan are at a standstill these next couple of days because of quake damage to a supplier. Lisa Roth has more.
The company that supplies piston rings to many of Japan's automakers had to shut down 11 factories after the earthquake. Toyota, Nissan, and Suzuki are among the car makers that'll have to close up shop for a few days because they can't get those parts. Bruce Belzowski is at the University of Michigan's Transportation Research Institute. He says these kinds of disruptions are especially bad for the Japanese auto industry because car makers don't stockpile parts. Belzowski says car buyers may feel a bit of a pinch.
There's just going to be I would think, depending on the vehicle, some shortages, but not dramatic.
But he says any shortages would end up hurting the car makers more. They might be able to make up for lost production.
But they can't bring back the buyers who went and bought other vehicles during that period of time.
It's not just car makers who've been affected. Several other parts makers will also have to stop production because of a lack of supplies. In New York, I'm Elisa Roth for Marketplace.
In other auto news, let the bidding begin. Ford is expected to see up to 6 opening bids today for its Land Rover and Jaguar brands. Analysts say the UK luxury brands could bring in about $8 billion for Ford. Earlier this year, Ford sold Aston Martin for almost $850 million.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Thrivent Financial for Lutherans. Introducing ThriveQ, an online tool that helps you know where you stand on your path to retirement. More at ThriveQ.com. By the Medtronic Foundation, partnering with Mended Hearts to provide online and hospital support to newly diagnosed heart disease patients. You can learn more at MendedHearts.org. And by American Public Media's weekly program, Speaking of Faith. Starting July 19th, Krista Tippett explores the ethics of eating with author Barbara Kingsolver, speakingoffaith.org.
It's old news that you can go on vacation and get a little work done. I mean, of course, plastic surgery. Apparently, the new trend is to get work done on your teeth. Now, that may not be how you'd want to spend your time off, but commentator Gene Rosnick has a deal for you.
My husband, a dentist, has been offering service virtually free for years to family and friends. We've hosted personal trainers, dairy workers, and ministers. Would it be okay if I came for a long weekend on a root canal? Is the kind of plaintive phone call we sometimes receive. Sure, my husband says. We'd love to see you and your cavity. I refer to our market niche as a bed and dental getaway. We offer crisp sheets, a home-cooked breakfast, followed by a relaxing session in the dental chair. Sometimes that session can turn lengthy, as was the case when a member of my sister-in-law's family made two trips from Ireland to get work done. She reluctantly phoned my husband after a dentist in Dublin quoted her somewhere in the region of 20,000 euros to get her teeth back in chomping order. As life expectancy increases, teeth are clocking up a lot more chewing time. Most people prefer holding on to their own chewing surfaces over false teeth. The only drawback is that dental maintenance, just like car maintenance, can be expensive. When decay runs deep and root canals loom, the piper, or in this case the driller, has to be paid. If you live on either coast, you'll likely pay higher fees for your dental care. A root canal and crown in California will run you significantly more than you'll pay in Charlotte, North Carolina, where we live. Even so, a few crowns in either location might have you considering a trip to someplace like Budapest. There, practitioners, with a lot of accents over their names, will provide top-of-the-line care, according to their websites. The only problem is follow-up if your crowns crack after you get home. Still, with dental costs continuing to rise, I'm not overly concerned about losing our corner of the dental hospitality market. Who else provides those little extras like a room with a spittoon?
That's commentator Gene Rosnick. Send us your comments to letters@marketplace.org. In Los Angeles, I'm Lisa Napoli. Enjoy your day.
American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.